Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Ross Raleigh. I was checking the status of my two builds.
Can you provide your zip code?
61520.
Thank you. Okay, so first let's check on the DeLorean. Can you confirm the address associated with your account?
548 East Walnut Street, Canton, Illinois.
And finally, the email address.
rgy0120@gmail.com.
Thank you. And your most recent shipment for build-up kits for the DeLorean was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on the 26th. Let me check and see if it shipped. I'm waiting for the notes to load. I apologize, it takes so long for it to load the notes, but when you've been with us for a while, it does take a little bit for it to load the notes.
Yeah, I've been having trouble. I had to call back every 2 days for the last 2 weeks. Issues seem to be going out of order. I mean, out of stock, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's due to global supply chain issues, and largely, oh, I would say it's 100% the fault of California. With their going green initiative. See, I had no idea what the problem was. I was like, oh, you know, there's a bunch of container ships, you know, that are off the West Coast, and they're not unloading at the speed they normally would. Okay, well, I wonder why. Then I talked to a guy. Calling about his, you know, order with us. And he said, you know, hey, I know exactly why this is happening. My brother's a trucker, so I can tell you why it's happening. So with the California Going Green initiative, it prevents or it makes it illegal. So it's just outright illegal for semi-trucks that are, I think, it's either if they're a 1990s model or older, or if they're a 2000 model or older. It's one of those two. I'd have to look it up. But either way, it makes it illegal for those trucks to be able to travel through the state of California. So mind you, there's a lot of, you know, 18-wheelers out there on the road that are year models that cannot be driven into the state of California. So that rules out a lot of the trucks that used to go out there to pick up those containers to take them out to deliver them to, you know, places like our warehouse or other, you know, places, which causes supply chain issues because it's causing for there to be less trucks to unload the container ships. So it's taking longer for those containers to be unloaded for the ships from the ships. So one ship comes in, And then it's a much slower process for it to be unloaded before another ship can be unloaded, unless they're doing them multiples at the same time. But that still doesn't take away from the fact that it's much slower. And there's all these other container ships that are still needing to be unloaded, and they're just waiting to port because they have nowhere to port, because the ships can't come in, unload, and get out as quickly as they used to, because California is trying to, prevent emissions and things like that with their Going Green initiative, which is it's a good idea in theory. It's a good idea in theory when you say, oh, well, there's climate change, the polar ice caps are melting, et cetera, et cetera. We need to do our best as humankind to slow down that process. Okay, that's noble. I support that, I'll support that all day long. But when it comes to slowing down the global supply chain, that's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate when people can't get the things that they're really needing or wanting to get. Now, in this case, these are luxury items, but they're still very important to you and to the rest of our customers. So it really hurts us because it makes us look bad when people don't know, why is Eagle Moss out of stock on my stuff all the time?
It's true, because I'm doing another build through Agora, and I'm doing the Terminator. And it's 3 foot tall, and I just got pack three in the other day. I haven't had a problem not once getting their stuff in once a month.
Well, they're doing good on their supply, because you never know.
I get 10 issues at a time every pack.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, you never know what kind of inventory they had to begin with, or how many what their customer base is compared to the number of customers that we have. But yeah, this is directly affected us as well as a lot of, retailers and other companies like us and whatnot across the U.S. So yeah, it's just caused a bunch of problems. And, while our efforts to cut down on emissions and to prevent climate change are, definitely a good thing to reduce our carbon footprint and to protect our environment and the future of our planet, we just have to hope that there are no volcanoes erupt and spoil all of our efforts. Because, you can try all you want to cut down on all of the emissions you want, but all it takes is one giant volcanic eruption to put out more emissions than humankind has ever put out in the history of humankind. Just one volcanic eruption.
The world's overpopulated as it is now.
No, it's not. The world's not overpopulated. That's why if you were to travel from where you live in Canton, Illinois, if you drove all the way out to California, most of what you'll see on your trip will just be open landscape, completely wide open landscape. That's when you drive on the interstate.
I lived in Florida for 15 years. I traveled all over the U.S. before that, and I know it's overpopulated. Everywhere I go, it's clutters of people.
That's true.
It's not like it was when we grew up in the 80s and the early 90s.
It's true that where you go, there are typically a densely populated area if you go to popular areas. But there are, still rural country towns that, there's barely anybody there. I mean, you can take the whole entire Earth's population of almost 8 billion people, and you could fit them on the you won't have to use the second or third floor of any of the skyscrapers in New York. Everybody would fit in the state of New York. And everybody could have about an eighth of an acre of land all to themselves just in the state, just in New York. And that's not even accounting.
We live in a town that's 30,000 people, and I grew up here and was raised here.
Very cool.
And now the population has increased. It's almost close to 60, if not 70,000 in this town now.
Oh, very cool. That's good for the economy and good for growth. However,
there's no jobs here. There's nothing here besides a prison.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's outside of town.
That's no good. But yeah, the earth. But yeah, don't. I don't want to infringe upon your beliefs because that would be rude. But just the science proves that the Earth still has room for human beings. The Earth isn't overpopulated with human beings. Because we could all, if we took everybody and lived in, if we all moved to Australia, all 8 billion of us, We could all live in Australia with at least a quarter acre of land, and that's only one continent. Every human being could fit in Australia with one, and they could all have their own quarter acre of land. Now, would it be a comfortable living environment? Absolutely not.
It would be like China and Taiwan living on top of each other.
Well, that true, but that's never going to happen. We're not all going to move to Australia. But when you can take 8 billion people and give them a quarter acre of land and put them on the continent of Australia and leave the rest of the world's mass, all of the land mass for the rest of the world, then you can see the Earth isn't overpopulated. It's a myth when they keep saying we're overpopulated. No, we're not overpopulated.
Families are having 6 kids per family. I say that's too much.
Well, that
shouldn't have no more than 2 kids per family.
Well, that's okay. I respect that opinion, and I don't see anything wrong with that. And I don't know.
In the 40s and 30s, I could understand that because you got farmland. You need boys to help you.
You do.
Field and crop. I understand that.
Yeah.
10 people per family. I understand that back then. But nowadays, we can't do that nowadays.
It's not a good idea. That's for sure. It's not a good idea because the population is just going to continue to increase. Now, while 8 billion isn't going to cause overpopulation, but if we continue to breed like we are and people's life expectancies continue to increase, the average life expectancy could typically continue to increase due to, science and medicine improving. So that we're able to be more healthy, we're able to get the help we need to be able to live longer. So when we have the debilitating diseases that would normally, that we would die at an early age, we can get the health care we need to live longer and beat those diseases. So if that's the case,
the population increases, the species and wildlife decreases because you're tearing down more woods to plant more houses and more residential neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a problem.
That's very smart there, killing
that's
wildlife
a problem.
Off.
Yeah, that's a problem. And what needs to be done in those types of scenarios is make new builds. Try to take advantage of the land that's already there where there are unpopulated areas. Because I don't know about where you live, but where I live is I live in Montgomery, Alabama. And
I've been through it a couple of times.
Yeah, we have a large population, but we also have, parts of town where there's just, we've got a lot of empty, shopping centers where there used to be grocery stores that are empty buildings and things like that. And there's neighborhoods with homes.
A lot of wooded areas around here, a lot of cornfields.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
It's 40 miles to the closest big city.
That's nice. Except for if you need anything from the big city, that's not, because the travel time is a bummer. But yeah, it's nice to live out in somewhere like that. I have family that lives somewhere similar to that. And
I'm living
nice.
On 2 plots of land, I think.
Oh, very
about
nice.
1400 square foot house. So we moved from Florida up here because it was cheaper. And
oh, very
paid,
nice.
I think $40,000 down for everything.
Nice. That's awesome.
You go
but
down
yeah.
to Florida, you ain't getting it for no less than $250,
I'm not, I wouldn't do that. You're right.
I lived in Milton, and Milton was owned by Pensacola, so you know how far that is.
Oh, yeah, it's way too expensive to live in Florida. I'll just go visit every summer. I'll just go visit for a few days and go to the beach and have my Florida fun and be done with it.
Pretty much spend a weekend and come back home.
That's it. Yes, sir. That's the thing to do. But alrighty, I don't want to keep you all day. We probably have better things to do.
Yeah, I understand. It's better than not doing nothing today.
Oh, I hear you. So the DeLorean is on track. Everything is good to go with that, except for your most recent shipment is still waiting to be sent. But it'll be mailed out as quickly as possible. So let's take a look.
I would have thought today it would have went out because Tuesdays and Fridays is when they mail out.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it hasn't mailed out as of yet. It was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on the 26th. Today's the 28th. So I suppose it'll ship out maybe Monday or Tuesday. It seems most likely.
And then Eleanor is okay?
Eleanor's doing Eleanor is doing fine. Everything is good to go in that regards. It didn't give me a message saying, please note the next shipment has been delayed because buildup kit number 20 or 67 is out of stock. No, it didn't say that. It didn't give me any problem.
Yeah, I think for the last 3 weeks I've been calling and this issue is out of stock. Then I call back two days later again. This another issue is out of stock. It's like I have to skip them just to try and get a shipment out.
I know how that is. Maybe we got another shipment in, so hopefully we did, and hopefully that's the reason why we're doing okay so far in regards to your items being in stock. And your next billing date for the Eleanor for your next shipment is the 21st of February. Now let's take a look at the Ghostbusters.
I canceled that.
Yeah, all I could
now,
see was the name
Eleanor,
of it.
Eleanor, I did receive a PayPal statement a couple of days ago that says $76 is waiting to be taken out.
I think you have two Eleanor buildups going on. You do.
I should only have one.
Well, let's see. So, yeah, that one with the 76.62, I see that. And then on the other one, for some reason that you have, let me check on it for you. The only thing you've paid on it is $1.95, so that's good because it looks like we're probably going to need to cancel it so you don't have two of them.
Yeah, I just need one.
Yeah, it seems like, oh, one of the orders was placed back on December 23rd of 2020, and the very first introductory kit with the first two build-up kits plus your poster, that was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on the 26th. So we can go ahead and cancel that additional Eleanor build up.
If you could, please.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't even normally, if we're going to cancel a subscription, I have to offer you save offers. But in this case, I don't have to because it's you don't need this because it's you already have one.
Yeah, I got two builds going at once. They gave me a discount on the issues that I'm getting already.
So most likely what happened was you ordered it and then time passed and then maybe you forgot about it or something and then you ordered another one because the one that I just canceled was ordered in 2020 and then you placed another order for the build up for the Eleanor in February of 2021. So that was something like 3 months later.
The first Eleanor was a pre-order when it first was introduced. And I subscribed to the wrong one because they had an option that if you pay a dollar extra on the other one, you can get a free case at the end of the build.
Uh-oh, let's see. I'm not sure. I'm actually not aware of...
That was on the Ghostbusters. I forget.
That would have been the Ghostbusters. Eleanor, I don't think... The Eleanor, I'm not aware of... there's no premium option for the Eleanor, so you don't have the ability to pay a dollar extra per kit to get a, like you mentioned, like a case at the end of the build. There's not that option with the Eleanor. That's the Ghostbusters. It was the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 where you would pay a dollar extra per kit, then at the end of your build, you would have gotten the crystal case and the lighting kit.
Yeah, I spent over, $600 just on modifications for the DeLorean.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
The EL light wire that goes around it, the imitate lightning, the flux capacitor, the Christmas tree that's behind it, and there's some conduct piping and all other stuff I got for it.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
But I can't do nothing until I start getting issues in.
This is true. All right.
I'm stuck at, I think, 87, and issue 87. The rest of them are just going in the tub.
Oh, I understand that. Well, currently, your DeLorean and your Mustang Eleanor buildup, they're doing good. Nothing is out of stock, so your shipments will be going
on. I'm just making sure because I didn't want it to be a shocker, something's out of stock,
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm glad that there was nothing out of stock because it's definitely not a lot of, it's no fun whatsoever when I have to tell a customer, oh, I'm sorry, your shipment's delayed because such and such is out of stock. It's not, that's just such a bummer.
No, I had 31 skipped on the Eleanor, and I think there's another one that I had skipped on that one. And then the DeLorean, I had 100 and 102 skipped on it.
I can check on that for you.
I just want to see if they're back in stock yet.
I'm scared to risk. Well, the only thing I can do in that regards is if I unskip them, then I can check if it'll show me your next shipment. And if it shows me the next shipment, so let me go ahead and skip. I'm going to unskip 32. So I'm scared to do them both at the same time.
Just do one then.
Yeah, I'm going to do it one by one so I know exactly what the problem is. So I unskip 32. Now I'm going to tell the system to show me your next shipment for the Eleanor and see if it actually shows me. Because it'll only show me the next shipment if everything's in stock.
Yeah, with that one going to the warehouse, it should automatically go to the next one, shouldn't it?
Yes. Yes, sir. 32 must still be out of stock.
Okay.
So I can let me skip 32 again.
Yeah.
And then I could unskip 36 and check and see if it'll show me the next shipment. And okay. Do it that way. I'm just waiting on the database.
It's okay. I'm in no rush.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hush.
All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, I never unskip. Okay, so the next shipment's going to include 39 through 44, but I don't think I got a chance to unskip 36. I think the computer system just ignored my request. Oh, there we go. Now it's pulling up the items that I can unskip. I'm going to unskip 36 and then see if it'll show me the next shipment. Let's see here. Nope, 36 must still be out of stock.
Okay,
let me go ahead and skip it so it doesn't hold up your next shipment.
Okay. I did that with the DeLorean at one time.
Skip.
I had over 10 issues skipped, and then I waited a couple of months and then had them reshipped.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And after I've set everything back to the way that it was before I made any changes, I told it to show me your next shipment, and the next shipment is 39 through 44, so everything's good to go on that in regards to at least getting those. While I know that 32 and 36 may be critical components that you need to continue the build, at least getting, you know, continuing to get shipments until those come back in stock is at least better than not getting anything.
Yeah, I think it's a plus just still getting shipments. And if there was a way, I'd have them automatically skipped, you know, the ones that are out of stock.
Oh, yes, sir. That would, it would be neat if there was if the computer system would just automatically do that, but it's not mm-hmm. set up to automatically do that. It would really help, to continue, customers' ability to receive their shipments on their, recurring basis, whatever it may be. 'Cause like yours is once every 4 weeks, you know, so you could say once a month. But some people don't have it that way. Some people are like 8 weeks, or some people are 6 weeks, or so it's not necessarily, I can't necessarily always say once a month or once every 4 weeks.
Yeah, my DeLorean's once every 2 weeks, so.
Uh-oh, I see it, it's once every 4 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah,
My DeLorean's supposed to be every 2 weeks.
I'll change that, but then I have to go through a process.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. I'll do it for you because that's what you want.
Sorry.
It's okay. The only process is, and this is, it's a good thing.
Will it mess up anything?
No, not for you. Not for me either. So it's okay. I have to mention, I just have to tell you some things about that. I have to read like the scripting. Okay. And this was implemented to prevent customer upsetness and disappointment. So basically what I have to tell you is I'm happy to make those changes for you today to change your frequency to once every 2 weeks. Please be aware that these changes may result in shipments being stopped in the future. This may happen as these changes will be different from the forecasted planning for stock levels and delivery timetables. Are you happy for me to proceed?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then it says, on top of reading this to the customer, you will need to place an escalation on the Google Doc for an email to be sent to them with the information. Let's see here. So let me get that done. That's why I mentioned there was a little bit of a process. And it's okay. It only takes like 2 seconds to fill out the escalations doc. Because this is not the right doc, is it? Is this the Yeah, that's the only doc. I have to put it on that doc? Okay, yeah, that's the only doc. Okay. Yeah, this was something brand new that just started a little bit ago, but it was, like I mentioned, the pure intent of it was to just prevent customers from being upset. Because if someone were to say, oh, I want to get everything 2 weeks, and then we put it on for 2 weeks, and then their stuff gets delayed more frequently, they could get upset. Like, hey, I'm supposed to be getting this once every 2 weeks. I haven't gotten anything in 2 months. I'm upset. Why is this happening?
I did that call already once. Already.
Oh. Okay, so we have to let the
pissy with them because shit ain't being shipped out. I was getting frustrated, agitated. It's like it's been 2 months. What the hell, you know?
Oh yeah, I understand that. And for every any time that anyone's upset in regards to shipment delays, you can bet your bottom dollar. I'll bet my bottom dollar that corporate is just as upset, if not more upset, than the customer. With the pertaining to those shipment delays,
because they lose business and people cancel subscriptions and everything else when stuff's out of stock for a long period of time.
Yes, sir. Corporate would definitely be as upset, if not more upset, than the customers, because they know that the shipment delays are going to cause our customers to be unhappy. And our customers may feel like it's our fault, you know, like, you know, oh, it's Eagle Moss's fault. You know, they need to get their stuff together. Well, no, it's not Eagle Moss's fault. It all goes back to what I mentioned before about the supply chain issues and the California Going Green initiative, et cetera, that's slowing down global transport and slowing down the supply chain. So it's, the consumer doesn't necessarily think of or know of those things if they haven't heard about it on the news. So then
they told me they were shut down for a month because of inventory check.
Now that was something that was important that needed to be done. And it took, was like a 3 week time period roughly for the warehouse to do an inventory management. And, the warehouse is extremely large because we have to cater to, you know, many
multiples of subscriptions and figurines and,
oh yeah, many,
I've
many
seen it on your shop site.
Yes, sir. Many thousands and thousands and thousands of people have to be accommodated all from one central warehouse location. So that's why it took as long as it did. Cause I had someone call that said that they were extremely upset. Cause they're like, this is unheard of. No one does inventory for 3 weeks. I work for a major retailer and we get our inventory done in 1 week. There's no reason for you guys to have shut down your shipping for 3 weeks. It's like, well, you know, I didn't explain to him what the reason why it takes so long is. I just, you know, let him vent and apologize and try to give him a good,
well,
you know, experience.
Well, you guys are not only helping the U.S., but you got other countries you ship stuff out to.
That is true. You know what? You're probably, you know what? You're probably, I didn't think about it just a moment ago, but I bet it's that we send that same inventory from that same warehouse to people who order in other locations like Canada and Mexico. But that would be about the extent of probably what goes out from the U.S. warehouse. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think there's probably, if you're going to order overseas, like in the UK, there's probably other warehouses overseas to cater to UK customers and European Union customers. And those customers on that side of the world probably get handled by a different warehouse or, you know, so. But the one in Jeffersonville, Indiana is catering to the U.S. or to North America and Mexico.
I got one out of Kentucky, and I got another one out of Indiana that will ship here.
Oh, okay, okay. But I've got...
those are the two closest, I guess. I can get it within a couple of days after it ships out.
Oh, yes, sir. Your location is very close to the warehouses because Indiana would be on the one side of you, and then Kentucky is just a little bit south and east of you, so that's not so bad. But I think unless you wanted me to take any look at your DeLorean account again and see if there's anything I can do with it, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, we can see if 101 or 100 and 102 is in stock.
Okay, we can check on that. That's not a problem.
I'm almost done with that build. I only got until 130.
Okay, let's see here. So you're going to just make sure, you know, when the shipment has mailed out with build-up kit 130 that you call us after it's mailed to cancel if you don't want to get up to 158 to recreate the iconic Back to the Future 3 scene.
Yeah, I like the first one the best. That's why I didn't want to go and do the number 3.
Oh, I understand that. Let's see here. Whoa, you actually have skipped 48, 49, 52, 53, 54, 55, 57, 59, 62, 64, 65, 66, 70, 100, 102, 1, and then, of course, you skipped 131 through 158, I bet. Yeah, you did. So that's good that you've already skipped those because you're not going to want them. So you won't have to call and, you know, let us know you or and cancel once you get 130. But between now and 130, you've still got 48, the ones that I mentioned up to 102.
Yeah, 100 and 102 are the only two I'm worried about. The other ones I got already.
Okay. Oh, how did you get them? eBay?
I bought them from a seller that was here in town.
Cool,
that
cool.
That was doing the DeLorean build. He didn't want to do it no more, so he gave me like 30-some issues free, you know. Or not free, but still sealed up.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So I'm going to unskip 100 and then see if it'll show me your next shipment. And then if it does, then I'll go back and unskip 102 and see if it shows me the next shipment just to do it. I need to do it one at a time.
I understand.
Because if I do both, then I won't know which of the items is causing the problem. So I have to play whack-a-mole one at a time. That's what I call it when I do this process, process of elimination. Uh-uh. 100 still out of stock. So let me go back and skip. Let me go back and skip it. And then I'll try a 102. The system is loading the list of items that I can skip. Okay, so 100 has been skipped again. And now we'll go check and see if we can unskip 102 and see if it'll show us the next shipment. Okay, so I've unskipped 102. Now let's see if it'll show us the next shipment. Nope. So 102 must still be out of stock. Let me go ahead and skip that again. So we'll just be waiting on 100 and 102 to come back in.
Okay, so my DeLorean set up for every 2 weeks and my Eleanor set up for every month, right?
Yes, sir. The Eleanor, to the best of my recollection, said once every 4 weeks. I'll go back and check it. Just to be 100% accurate, But the DeLorean, okay. I did change to once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right, so I skipped 102, and I'm just going to do a quick test to make sure it shows me the next shipment. Because as long as it does show me the next shipment, then that means that it's good to go. It's not going to be a problem. And on February 9th, which is your next billing date is February 9th, because when I changed it to 2 weeks, it pulled that next billing date back closer to this date because it's not 4 weeks now, it's 2 weeks. So just wanted to let you know about that. Yeah. So you, because I mean, I don't, you know, that way you'll know to have the finances prepared, and you may be, you know, perfectly fine. But I never know if I'm talking to somebody that has $40 in the bank or if someone who has $400,000 in the bank or somewhere in between. So I try to be, you know, just as informative as I can to let them know, you know, that this is what's going on. It's probably not going to. I don't know that it's going to show me the next shipment. I just realized because your most recent order was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment already, but it hasn't shipped. So until that actually does ship, it's probably not going to show me the next shipment because it's waiting for a shipment to ship.
Will it affect it?
No,
will it ship out on the 9th?
No, it's not going to ship out on the 9th. This one that was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on the 26th will be mailed out as quickly as possible. And as long as it mails out before February 9th, then it's not going to stop your next shipment from being sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on February 9th. I'm going to try viewing the next shipment again just to see if it shows me anything, but I don't think it's going to since because it already has a shipment queued up waiting to go. That's why it's not showing me the next shipment, I bet you. Because something hasn't shipped, but it's waiting to ship. And so which makes it technically your next actual shipment. But at least the good news is when I pulled up the DeLorean account, it didn't give me that message, you know, that the next shipment's been delayed because, you know, issue number whatever is out of stock. It didn't give me that message. So on February 9th, you should be charged for the pre-authorization for your next shipment.
Okay. I'll have the funds in there by then.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
That's it, sir. Well, you covered everything.
All right. Well, it was my pleasure to assist you, and I would like to thank you for calling Eagle Moss. And if you don't mind, I would ask that you please hold for a one-question survey after this call. And again, thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. Please hold.